SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Super Tuesday, delivering huge wins for both President Biden and Donald Trump. But it wasn't a complete sweep for the former president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is tracking the results at our election desk in Washington.
The former president racked up victories in at least 11 states tonight, a result he told his supporters is conclusive. Shortly after Trump delivered a victory speech at Mar-a-Lago, his Republican rival Nikki Haley won the presidential primary in Vermont, her first statewide win. But it's Trump with a commanding lead in GOP delegates. On the Democratic side, President Biden was the declared winner in at least a dozen states, although he got tripped up in the tiny South Pacific U.S. territory of American Samoa. Overall, the Super Tuesday results point toward a 2020 rematch of Biden versus Trump. I'm Greg Clugston at the election desk in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, thousands of voters in an Alabama district received wrong information before Super Tuesday.
About 6,000 voters in a new congressional district formed to boost black representation received postcards with incorrect voting information ahead of the Alabama's primary election. Montgomery County voters received postcards listing the incorrect congressional district after the county's election software misidentified people living in the 2nd Congressional District as living in the 7th. The county now falls under the 2nd District after a federal court drew new congressional lines in November. That was in response to a Supreme Court ruling that the state had illegally diluted the voting power of black residents. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A tech issue causing login problems for more than an hour Tuesday across Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Messenger platforms. This is SRN News. The expansion of private education vouchers leading to more students at some religious schools.
Nine states expanded school voucher programs last year, allowing the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for private school tuition. So many families have signed up for those reimbursements that some states are already exceeding their budgets, and religious schools are seeing increased interest. According to the Association of Christian Schools International, nearly 80% of private school families chose religious ones. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The first over-the-counter birth control pill will be available in U.S. stores later this month. Medication called O-Pill is being shipped to major retailers and pharmacies. A one-month supply will cost about $20. Last summer, the FDA said the once-a-day pill could be sold without a prescription, despite some concerns by FDA scientists. This is SRN News. A Chicago hospital now back online.
Doctors and nurses at a premier Chicago Children's Hospital can again access patients' electronic medical records. More than a month after a cyber attack forced Lurie Children's Hospital to take its networks offline, the hospital shut down its own systems for phone, email, and medical records once the breach was discovered on January 31st. The situation had all the hallmarks of a ransomware attack, although hospital officials have not confirmed or denied the cause. John Scott reporting.
EPA hailing the arrest of a California man accused of smuggling illicit air coolants into the U.S. Officials say the apprehension, the first of its kind. Michael Hart of San Diego charged with smuggling hydrofluorocarbons, a highly potent greenhouse gas. Federal law bans the import of that gas. More details at SRNNews.com.